Yeah, quite a bit more.
And they sure can't see it from Idaho.
I haven't seen a copy of the letter, so.
It came fairly late today.
Everybody's concerned.
Oh, sure. No, I agree.
We just got a letter and I was concerned of where it was at.
Yeah, no, I understand.
I wanted to see it on the map.
I actually went down that road because I turned before the driveway when I went to see it.
But see how there is no access from the highway to those roads. You went across.
No.
Where we would not allow somebody to access there.
Yeah.
Anyway, has anybody got any questions for Carolyn?
I heard one concern of the tower in proximity to the substation. The reality of it is if there is an event, a weather event, they'd be affected the same way we would. They'd probably go out too. If it becomes an issue for you in your head, we can design it so where it would stay within the property boundaries. But again, having experienced a lot of wind events with towers now, the self-supports tend to twist around each other anyway. And by that time, to cause that force of wind, the substation would be affected as well. So there'd be no way it would be running either.
You're saying it probably would not stay on your property?
No, I'm saying that
not be affected.
That self-supports and wind events, high-velocity wind events like F5 tornadoes, they tend to twist around each other, the self-supports. So you'll see them kind of curled and on the ground.
They tend to wad up.
Right. They don't do this. There are no wires on it to break and cause it to do that. So they wad. I think what you'll find on the substations is they'll have kind of the same collapsing issues too that ours would. So I don't see an issue with that, but if it becomes an issue in your head, then we can design it to where it would stay within if that is an issue.
What wind shear are those engineered to? Do you know off the top of your head?
They do it depending upon whatever the wind is, you know, the requirements per the county. So if it's an ice and a wind load, so whatever the engineers...
Whatever's appropriate here.
...of the United States, you know, whatever those codes are, which I can't tell. I used to be able to throw those off the top of my head, but I don't know anymore. So say you have a 75% wind with half load ice, it would be loaded for whatever that designation is.
Yeah.
Be a lot less here than Canada.
And we are designing for the future and for future carriers and for their things are getting heavier. So it'll be a stop.
That's right.
Okay. Anybody else got any questions for Caroline? Okay, Caroline, we'll see you next Monday.
It's a deal. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You can go get you some supper.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do we get free cell phone service?
11-59 Bee Creek Road offices.
Okay, this is case number 2016-25. The project is Worley & Associates Real Estate Office. The applicant or current property owner is Ben Barton. And the representative is Jeremy Worley. I apologize, of Worley & Associates. The property in question is located at 1159 Bee Creek Road. And we'll zoom in here on that.
Oh, who's that house?
It's in the Branson Township, Section 21, Township 23, Range 21. And same thing, we've got the north, south, east, and west views. The representative is requesting approval of a Division 3 permit in order to allow for the relocation of an existing real estate office from the current location at 225 Corporate Place, Suite P1, Branson, to the existing single-family residence located at 1159 Bee Creek Road. The subject property is an approximately 3.65-acre meets and bounds described tract of land located at 1159 Bee Creek Road. According to the assessor's information, as contained within Beacon, the single-family residence on the property was constructed in 1973. The property in question is currently shown within Beacon as being a portion of this particular parcel number. The parcel number actually consists of two separate meets and bounds descriptions, and so the meets and bounds description we're looking at is basically this northernmost described tract. There's also a 5-acre southern meets and bounds description as well, and both of those properties are currently owned by the Benjamin and Pauline Barton Trust, and therefore both of those appear as one parcel number. The current application was approved for concept on October 17th. And so the property they're looking at is this northernmost property here.
Just the house property.
Yeah, just really the house property. The representative, of course, is proposing to convert the existing single-family residence into a real estate office. The real estate office would have an on-premise sign specifically identifying the real estate office, but pursuant to the provisions of the code book, really only off-premise signage is regulated. It's my understanding that other than the sign, the exterior appearance of the structure will basically remain much the same. The real estate office will be served by the existing circle driveway off of Bee Creek Road, and it's a little hard to see, but you can still kind of see it in this one. However, pursuant to the provisions of Section 5 of Section 2 of the road standards, the driveway entrances will be required to be widened, ensuring compliance with a Type 2 driveway. A commercial Type 2 driveway is to be between 24 and 60 feet wide, basically measured at the right-of-way line. The staff's recommending that conditions be placed on the decision of record requiring a compliance letter from the Road and Bridge Department, and also ensuring that the driveway entrance is widened in compliance with these minimum standards. And it would really just be the entrance points on each side. Pursuant to the provisions of the parking standards, it requires one parking space for every 300 square feet of professional office space. The multiple listing service basically indicates that approximately 1,439 square feet are finished above grade, with an additional 1,439 square feet of space being unfinished in the basement. Based upon an office space, basically the upstairs will be used as an office. It's my understanding the basement would just be used as kind of a storage space. And based on that 1,439 square feet, they'd need a total of five parking spaces. And they exceed that currently between the garage and the parking areas. The property in question is served by an individual on-site septic system and a private well. The current septic system was likely installed prior to the current on-site wastewater permitting requirements. The representative has indicated that and I would say by now it's been completed, that I know the representative was having the septic system inspected by a private inspector prior to the purchase of the property in question. And no surfacing in the treatment field area or the septic tank has been observed. For the continued maintenance of the septic system, the staff is recommending that that the septic tank be periodically pumped. And of course, if the septic system should fail at a later date, it would either require repair or replacement or potentially connection to Branson Municipal Sewer. Okay, is that Okay.
No, it's the water, right?
That's the part that's kind of in.
That's.
Well, that's where
communicating right now.
Yeah.
The county built it.
Okay.
There you go.
And that, I guess Branson operates it.
Yeah, that is a good point. The adjoining property immediately to the north is predominantly light residential, with commercial uses being located further to the north. The adjoining property immediately to the south and west is predominantly vacant wooded property. And the adjoining property immediately to the east is Bee Creek Road with residential lots within the Broadview Acres subdivision further to the east. Basically, the adjoining properties are primarily either vacant or heavily wooded. Therefore, the staff really doesn't see a justification for additional buffering at this time. The project received a score of -9 on the policy checklist out of a maximum score of 39. The relative policies receiving negative scores consist of emergency water supply, waste disposal service, and use compatibility. And the staff recommendations on this, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves Division 3 Permit 2016-25, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Second, compliance letters from the Taney County Road and Bridge Department and the Western Taney County Fire Protection District shall be submitted to the Planning Department office, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature. Three, the existing driveway entrances shall be widened, ensuring compliance with the commercial type 2 driveway as enumerated within the Taney County Road standards. Four, in the event that the on-site wastewater treatment system begins to surface showing signs of failure, the property owner shall either repair or replace said system or shall connect to Branson Municipal Sewer. I can reword that if needed. Five, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. Six, this decision is subject to all existing easements. And seven, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. And we've got just a brief video. Just did another 360 here. And just wanted to kind of show that there was ample parking.
A lot of leaves.
A lot of trees.
Yeah.
We got some grandkids. Just love to get out there with a leaf blower.
Too much else. Yeah, that's all I have.
Thank you, Bob. Anybody got any questions for Jeremy?
Jeremy, this is another one of those deals. You're going to buy it as soon as we get it okay for.
Correct.
Is the case.
Correct. Yep.
But in this case, it is a regular three. Division 3.
Right. But that's a stipulation, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. And to give you some added clarification, our plan isn't really to change anything. We like the peaceful setting. Our office hours will be 9 to 5. and even after 5 by appointment only, of course. We're realtors, so we literally make house calls. Most of our appointments are offsite.